This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia struck Ukraine's capital, Kiev, with missiles early on Sunday for the first time in more than a month, while Ukrainian officials said a counterattack on the main battlefield in the east had retaken half of the city of Severodonetsk. Ukraine said Russia had carried out the strike using long-range air-launched missiles fired from heavy bombers as far away as the Caspian Sea. At least one person was hospitalized, but there was no immediate reports of death from the strike, a reminder of war in the capital where normal life has largely returned since Russian forces were driven from its outskirts in March. The attack was the first big strike on Kiev since late April when a missile killed a journalist. Recent weeks have seen Russia focus its destructive might mainly on front lines in the east and south, although Moscow occasionally strikes elsewhere in what it calls a campaign to degrade Ukraine's military infrastructure and block Western arms shipments. North Korea fired 8 short-range ballistic missiles towards the sea off its east coast on Sunday, likely its largest single test, a day after South Korea and the United States ended joint military drills. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said at least 8 missiles were fired from the North Korean capital, Pyongyang. In response to North Korea's missiles launch, Japan's Self-Defense Force issued a statement that Japan and the United States had conducted a joint exercise, and South Korea convened a National Security Council meeting where President Yoon Suk-yeol ordered, quote, expanded deterrence of South Korea and the United States and continued reinforcement of united defense posture. This is VOA News. Australia says a Chinese fighter jet carried out a dangerous maneuver threatening the safety of one of its maritime surveillance planes over the South China Sea. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says his government expressed concern to China over the May 26th incident. Australia's Defense Ministry said a Chinese J-16 intercepted a P-8 Poseidon aircraft on routine patrol in international airspace and forced it to return to the base. Defense Minister Richard Marles said the Chinese jet flew very close to the Australian plane and released flares and a bundle which contained small pieces of aluminum that were ingested by the plane's engines. There was no official response Sunday from Beijing, which claims the South China Sea virtually in its entirety. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
3 people were killed and 11 others wounded on Saturday after multiple shooters opened fire into a crowd in the U.S. city of Philadelphia, according to police. The shooting took place on a busy street known for its nightlife. Police Inspector D.F. Pace told reporters 2 men and a woman had been killed, adding officers responding to the incident, quote, observed several active shooters shooting into the crowd. He said numerous officers were already on the scene when the first shots were heard, describing it as, quote, standard deployment for the area on a summer weekend night. But local media reports no arrests were made. The U.S. has been rocked by a series of high-profile shootings in recent weeks, including at a school in Texas, a church in California, a grocery store in New York, and a hospital in Oklahoma. The incidents have collectively left dozens dead. A gunman suspected of fatally shooting a retired county judge at a home in the northern U.S. state of Wisconsin had a list that included Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. That's according to Whitmer's office and a law enforcement source. The Wisconsin Department of Justice said Saturday a 56-year-old suspect who has not yet been charged is accused of killing retired Juneau County Judge John Romer at Romer's house in New Lisbon on Friday. Recapping our top story, Russia struck Ukraine's capital, Kiev, with missiles early on Sunday for the first time in more than a month, while Ukrainian officials said a counterattack on the main battlefield in the east had retaken half of the city of Severodonetsk. Ukraine said Russia had carried out the strike using long-range air-launched missiles fired from heavy bombers as far as the Caspian Sea. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.